Good morning and welcome to Ask the Experts on Talk Radio 1190. My name is Joe Ellison, and sitting across from me, the expert today, is Charlie Barnaby. He's from BarnabyHeatingAndAir.com. You've been with us a couple times before, but AC in Texas is something of a deep subject, I imagine. If you like what you're hearing, you can check out their website at BarnabyHeatingAndAir.com, or you can dial their phone number if you're ready, 972-412-0150. That's 972-412-0150. Charlie, thank you for coming in again.
Thank you for having me.
So I actually did have AC problems in my apartment recently, so I'm kind of glad that you're here to help out with this. So what are some signs that my AC isn't working correctly?
Well, if it's not keeping you cool, if you set it to 74 and it won't maintain 74,
right,
there's a problem, unless it's just 110 degrees outside. Then they're going to have a hard time keeping up.
Sure.
Noises, smells, and then just running all the time.
Right, of course. Yeah, that was, I think, one of the big issues with mine, is that it was just running a whole lot. I like that smells also is mentioned in there. That would be, I would think, really terrible. And also, if your utility bills go up, right?
Well, running all the time, it's going to make your utility bill go sky high.
Sure, absolutely. But so it like an abnormal jump in your utility bill.
Yes. Last couple of weeks when it's been 106, 110 degrees outside, all of them have been running all the time.
Right, of course.
Normal 85, 95 degree day, you should see it cycling and be able to keep your house at the temperature that you desire to have it set at.
Right. So, say, like I had an issue with mine, is there something that I can do that I can go through really quick and check before I call you and your folks out?
Absolutely. If you have a digital thermostat, check the batteries. Mm-hmm. When the batteries go dead, they'll quit working sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Is your filter changed? Walk outside, look at the condensing unit. In your case, you probably can't do it. It's more likely on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are on the ground. See if there's ice on it.
Mm-hmm.
And how dirty is it? They need a bath every once in a while. The best thing you can do is have your air conditioner serviced at least once a summer.
Okay. You mentioned the dirty air filters. How often do you recommend actually switching those out?
That's going to depend on the environment. Some mm-hmm. houses, we have one guy, we check it, change his every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
My house, every 3 weeks. Our house is loose and we have a lot of pets.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest mistake people make is they buy those filters and they say, oh, it's good for 6 months. No, it's good for up to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You need to look at them every once in a while. I'd check it in 30 days. If it needs to be changed, change it. If not, go another 30 days
mm-hmm.
and kind of gauge where you need to be, because every environment is going to be different.
Right. So what examples of environmental issues that would shorten? So you said pets, things that would shorten the life of like your average air filter.
Well, the pets are the big thing. If your house is old like mine,
mm-hmm.
it's not real tight, you're going to be sucking dirt and dust in.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to plug your filter up. If the kids are going in and out all the time,
right,
you're letting dirt in.
Of course.
And that's where it comes into a play, is that you just have to look at it and use your own judgment.
Right, and especially if you or somebody else in your house has allergies, would that especially be something that you would be checking pretty often as far as the air filters go?
Absolutely, and there are other things you can do for air quality, the UV lights and much more complex filtration systems.
Right, and that's just something that anybody can do. It wouldn't require somebody, like you can get these sort of things on your own?
Most of the time you need for an AC guy that knows what they're doing,
right,
to kind of come out and tell you what you need to do.
Of course.
I'd hate for a homeowner to try to put in a UV light. I did have a homeowner that tried that and they drilled a hole in their evaporator coil.
And I'm sure that was something of an expensive repair, I imagine.
Oh, about $1,000.
Woof. Okay. So talking about weather in Texas, it can be somewhat difficult to predict. We had lightning storms recently. You'll get a hailstorm just out of nowhere for fun, sometimes it seems, in Texas. And then a lot of people have their AC unit outside, like you were mentioning before. Is there something that you can do to keep that protected in storms like that?
You can protect them from hail. Most of the new ones have louvers on them that keep the coils from getting dent up.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the lightning strikes,
right,
we just did a gentleman's house. He got struck by lightning,
mm-hmm.
and it took out two air conditioners and a whole lot of other stuff.
Wow.
You just You know, if you think you've had lightning damage, you'll know it because a lot of your electronics won't be working.
Mm-hmm.
Get an electrician, have your AC guy come check things out because it's your safety is very important.
And in those situations, are you thinking that it's possible that you'd have to flip the whole system to get something new, or is it something that you think that would be fixed, or is it based on?
Once it's been struck by lightning, you may be able to piece it together and get it running, but you're going to have so many future failures. Most of the time, we work with insurance companies, and they will finally approve, you know, replacing the unit. If, you know, it just depends on who you have.
Right, of course. So we were talking about thermostats earlier, checking the batteries and things like that. What about, I actually think these are pretty cool, the smart thermostats. But how do you feel about those? And should the average person get one, do you think?
If you are going to leave your temperature at one setting all day,
mm-hmm.
it's probably not worth your money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to program it and you like to be on the go and you want to come home and be able to change your temperature by your phone,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. They mm-hmm. definitely have benefits. And a lot of them, you can set up parameters in them that they will reach out to you
right.
if your house is above a certain temperature
mm-hmm.
or you get an alarm on your system.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one personally? Do you?
Mine is a smart one, but it's not on a phone app.
Not on. Okay, so the slightly less smart version of the thermostat.
The next one will be.
Right, of course. I've been told, say for example, that my house doesn't have enough return air to get into the system. How does that affect how exactly it cools the house?
Well, just think of breathing through a straw.
Right.
Squeeze it down. If the airflow is restricted, you have a hard time. It's the same issue with the return air and supply air on houses. So
mm-hmm.
A lot of homes, they don't have the right amount of return air. When we do a change out, we'll look at it and we add return air as it's needed
mm-hmm.
because you want it to be running at peak performance.
Of course. What kind of things, speaking of peak performance, what kinds of things can cut that down and make it harder for your machine to get enough return air in there?
Well, again, if it's, the duct's not sized properly, you know, you're going to have to modify that. But the biggest thing is change that filter.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the filter clean. You know, if it looks like a blanket, your unit's struggling.
If it looks like a blanket.
That's we see it.
You see it? How often do you think that you see a blanket once?
More often than not. You'll ask the average homeowner if they've changed their filter. Yeah, we've changed it. And you go look at it. And I'm telling you, you pull it down and it looks like a blanket.
I'm not going to lie. I have had issues with that until I just moved into a recent apartment. And so I put in a whole new set. And I thought this time I'm going to keep it. I'm keeping up with it and making sure. But that said, so when I go out and buy my air filter, I've usually tried to go a little further down the aisle and get these slightly more expensive ones that are a little thicker. But I've heard before that it's possible to get ones that are too, I guess, dense, that are too thick for your return. Is that possible? And is there something that you can do to make sure it's the right ones?
Well, that's where the sizing comes into play. If your unit is already undersized on return air,
mm-hmm.
and you buy that big fancy filter that has a lot larger pressure drop across it, you're going to restrict the airflow.
Mm-hmm.
If it's sized properly, no filter will hurt it.
Right. And so is that something that I need somebody to come out and tell me that I have the right size filters or that I have the right size for the filters that I'm buying?
And yes, it wouldn't hurt to have somebody look at it just to come in and take a quick look, tell you what you have.
Sure. The issue that I was having with my system is a coolant issue. It just wasn't blowing cool air, period, in the house. And so, obviously, at this time, that's a terrible thing to have happened, and it was for a couple weeks, unfortunately, before they actually got it fixed. And I was just thinking it was a coolant issue. So you've had people ask you before, why can't you just put more coolant into the system? Just period.
Well, R22 is being phased out, mm-hmm. so it's ridiculously expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the EPA mandated law several years ago that if it's more than 10% a year, you're supposed to repair the leak.
Mm-hmm.
And with R22, about $150 a pound right now, you don't want to keep putting it in because if it's leaking it out, there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
People will also come up to us and say, well, I put it in every year.
Right.
Well, if you do, there's a leak. Well, my other guy let me do it. Well, he needs to find the leak. And I'll ask him, do you ever add it to your refrigerator?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Same system. You should never have to repair it. Never have to put refrigerant in it. If you do, we need to find the leak and repair it.
So the guy that's coming in, if this other guy that's coming in and just putting Freon in or R22 into the system every year, is he just trying to make money or is he trying to not work, you think?
It's probably a little bit of everything. We will always come in and try to do a leak check. We ask you to let us do a leak check.
Of course.
And it's in the best interest of you. We want to do what's in the best interest of our customer.
Right.
Because I come in and put 3 or 4 or 5 pounds of refrigerant in, charge you $500-$600, and it leaks it back out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be mad.
Of course. And so but you were just saying $150 a pound for the R22, and they're phasing it out entirely, right? So it's only going to get worse at this point.
After 2020, they cannot manufacture any virgin R22. Everything will become coming from recycled reclaimed, and the price is going to get crazy.
And that's the way it's going now. Is all of it's going to be recycled? Do you think that they're going to actually try to make something else? So we don't need it, or is it a money thing, you think?
Well, they've come out with a few drop-ins that mm-hmm. they're tinkering around with, and it's going to change. The current systems all have 410A, all the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
The EPA is constantly looking at that stuff, trying to help the environment.
Mm-hmm. And these are different kinds of chemicals, right, to put into the system so that it makes it cooler, right? The 410A, okay.
Yeah, and one thing about it, if you have an R22 system, you have to use R22 or an approved drop-in. You can't put 410A in it. It won't work.
So you would have to get an entirely new system if you wanted to get the new stuff.
If you come in, if you have a leaking evaporator coil, it's going to be almost half of what it costs for a new unit to replace that coil. If you have a 10, 15-year-old unit, it's in your best interest to go ahead and replace it and have new technology, something with a 10-year parts warranty on it,
mm-hmm.
and go on down the road and save some energy.
Mm-hmm. So, as you can tell, plenty to talk about when it comes to AC in Texas, and we are nowhere near finished. We are talking to Charlie Barnaby of Barnaby Heating and Air. If you like what you're hearing, again, try their website, barnabyheatingandair.com. You can also call their phone number if you like. That's 972-412-0150. Again, 972-412-0150. You've actually brought in a couple questions that you get pretty often from folks out there, and let's get to those in just a second on Ask the Experts on Talk Radio 1190.
Barnaby Heating and Air is a licensed and insured heating and air conditioning company with more than 25 years experience. Charles Barnaby prides himself on providing second to none customer service with his professionally trained, drug tested, background checked, and experienced technicians. They will diagnose your system, give you repair or replacement options, and let you decide what best suits your needs. There are no unnecessary repairs, no high pressure sales, and no gimmicks with Barnaby Heating and Air. Just straightforward service, flat rate pricing, and professional, friendly staff that has your best interest in mind. You'll discover why their customers love them. Call Barnaby Heating and Air today for all your air conditioning and heating needs. 972-412-0150. That's 972-412-0150 or barnabyheatingair.com. They repair and service all brands of HVAC equipment, and if a new unit is what you need, they can show you your options and let you choose what is right for you and your situation. They also offer financing with approved credit. Give Barnaby Heating and Air a call today. 972-412-0150. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, this is Chuck Morgan, voice of the Texas Rangers. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. They watched over our families. Help us to watch over theirs. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com. Thank you from the Texas Rangers.
From the Talk Radio 1190 Weather Center, I'm Anthony with your DFW weather. 100% chance of rain today with a high of 84 tonight. Looks like a low of 74 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. This weather report brought to you by Ask the Experts.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts on Talk Radio 1190. This time around, we're talking to Charlie Barnaby of Barnaby Heating and Air. You can find them at barnabyheatingandair.com, and also their phone number works as well, 972-412-0150. That's 972-412-0150. So this time around, we're going into some sort of frequently asked questions that you get
all the time wherever you go. And one of the big ones is people trying to get a better unit, right? They're saying, you know, I have a 3-ton unit in my house, and can I get a 5-ton unit? Is that going to just make my air conditioning 100% better?
No. When someone sells you, is coming out to sell you an air conditioner unit, they need to do a load calculation.
Mm-hmm.
And you take into account the size of the house, the insulation, the windows, which way the house is oriented, east, west, north, south, and you will do a load calculation. If you go into a house that has a 3-ton unit and just throw a 5-ton unit on it, you're probably going to have moisture living in the house because it's going to short cycle, will not remove the humidity. Your ductwork's not going to be sized properly. It's going to sound like a jet engine.
And you were saying, as it was, that you don't think that ductwork is done very well in housing, period. It's already sometimes wrong, right?
Oh, we see it a lot. I mean, you see a lot of houses that they don't have the right amount of ductwork. And you have to go in and finagle it and modify the ductwork to make it work right, or the new unit's not going to be any good either. A lot of failures are caused because of not enough ductwork. If your unit is starving for air, it's going to cause the compressor to fail early.
So we should probably establish that when we are talking about 3 tons and 5 tons, that it is not weight, because that I think that would require a bit more staff on your part to get it into the house.
Absolutely. Tonnage is BTUs, British thermal units of cooling per hour. 1 ton is 12,000 BTU. A lot of people make the mistake of, I want a bigger unit because they think it's going to be more efficient.
Right.
That is SEER, seasonal energy efficiency ratio. Minimum the government allows is 14 in this area. And you can get up to 21, 23 SEER. The higher the number, the better off you are. Most of the units we sell are, you know, 14, 16, 18 SEER. And they help out a lot. I mean, anything's better than the old units we had back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, you'd have 8, 10 SEER units. So you going from a 10 to 14, you'll see a pretty significant savings in energy.
Right. And so would you recommend, if in that situation, if somebody, say, had one of those older units and they called on you, would you recommend putting on one of these new units? How much kind of savings do you think are we talking about as far as energy goes?
The 14 SEER, you usually see about 10 to 15% of energy savings on your cooling bill. Your cooling bill is usually about 60% of your electric bill in the summer. That's what all the bean counters tell
60%,
us.
60%, woof.
Yeah, and it depends. My house, I think, is more because my air conditioner's on all the time. You know, the SEER ratings, when it comes to that, we come in your house, we do a load calculation, and we sit down at the table with you and your wife or whoever, and we give you four options. We will give you anything from 14 SEER up to a 21 SEER. Talk to you, kind of see what your needs are, and let you make the decision. It's your house. It's your money. It needs to be your idea what you want. We're just going to educate you and try to help you make the best decision for your situation.
Is there any reason why, other than, I'm guessing it would be possibly a money-based issue, why you would go for a lesser SEER version than the higher one? Unless, is there something else why I would want to pick, say, a 14 SEER versus a 21?
Absolutely. If you're in your house, you're going to sell it in the next year, put a 14 SEER in it.
You're not
going to get a penny more
for
having a high-efficiency air conditioner in that house.
So, We talked about upgrading from, say, like a 3-ton to a 5-ton, but say someone's come, I've had someone come out and they've said, it's completely broken, it's not going to work, you need a new one. Can I get like a second opinion or something? Is that something that I should do in that situation?
Absolutely. We do that quite often. If you need to feel comfortable, if you don't feel comfortable with just what the guy telling you out there is telling you,
right,
get a second opinion.
The
biggest thing is trust. You have to trust your service provider. And we tell our customers that all the time. If you don't trust us, you don't want to use us.
Right.
We will go out, and we have seen it. We've gone out where somebody said a compressor's bad, and a lot of times it's a young kid. They hadn't been out around the units a lot.
Right.
They go out there and realize, and they tell the customer, you need a new unit. And it may be something as simple as a run capacitor. And it happens.
Do you, this is, unfortunately, it seems like AC can be one of those industries where, like, you run into some folks that are just in it to try to make the quick buck and try to make or don't want to work or something like that. Do you feel like that's something that happens more often than usual in this? Do you find yourself basically having to come out a lot and fix somebody else's bad work, I think?
I wouldn't call it bad work. A lot of it, I think, you will get some people that they just don't want to do anything, but
right.
There's a lot of new folks in this industry.
Really?
And, you know, you just want to think that a lot of it's just they don't have the experience yet.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, yes, we get calls all the time wanting to come out, want us to look at a unit and tell them what's really wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Sure.
Just hopefully you stand up and make it right.
Right. So, you were saying you had some of the examples, you think, of situations where you had to work somebody else's thing, right?
Oh, yeah. We've gone out and basically reinstalled a system. You know, the biggest, most important day for your air conditioner is the day it's put in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not installed properly, it's never going to work. You could take the most expensive unit in the world, and if it's butchered in, it's never going to be right.
Right. Okay, so one of the issues I imagine that can happen is it just wasn't put in right from the start. Is that something that you frequently run into on the regular?
We try to avoid them because it usually winds up getting ugly. But you know, you don't want to go out and start pointing fingers. Nobody wins.
Of course.
But absolutely, you will. We'll get a call from the manufacturers every once in a while, and they'll have us go look at one with them that somebody else put in and make recommendations on what they need to do to fix it, or they'll just pay us to fix it.
And that's from the manufacturer of the AC unit. So the customer actually call out the manufacturer first and say,
yes,
what's up with your AC unit?
If your unit's not working right and you're not getting any answers from the guy that put it in,
mm-hmm.
and we have had people call us and say, hey, guy won't answer the phone anymore.
Wow.
We'll tell them, you need to call the manufacturer,
mm-hmm.
talk to them, and they will get a case going, and they'll send their guy out or call us and have us meet them and help them out. And we don't mind doing that.
Mm-hmm. Have you had issues with folks trying to take wrench to their own system before? And you said about the guy that drilled a hole in his unit. Mm-hmm. What else have you had going on?
We just had one that his brother-in-law worked on it for him.
Mm-hmm.
We got
of course.
It looked like a Harley basket case laying in the yard. of course, the compressor was short, and the guy was on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
He just got frustrated and called us, and we went and replaced his unit.
So, but you would obviously recommend that you give somebody out that actually knows what they're doing rather than just calling your uncle or somebody that's handy to work on your AC unit?
Absolutely. A 3-ton unit has a 30-amp 240-volt circuit going to the outside condensing unit.
Mm-hmm.
You can hurt yourself or kill yourself.
I imagine.
You know, if you want to tinker with it, be careful because it's dangerous voltages and current there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole lot easier just to pay somebody to do it than to have somebody get hurt.
Of course. And then after you get hurt trying to fix it, then having to call the guy out to fix it for you anyway after you tried to fix it yourself, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I had a guy call me one night. He'd been playing with his for 3 days.
Wow.
He called me. He said, I don't care what it costs. I'll fix it.
My
wife's about to kill me.
I think after 3 days, I think that's about where I would be too. It's, I don't just come in here and put it away for me because I'm finished trying to slap my head against it over and over again. So we were talking earlier about losing, you know, your system because of storms and because of hail damage. And you were actually telling me during the break that a lot of times you can get that covered as part of your insurance, right?
Absolutely. When your insurance, when you call your insurance company for hail damage
mm-hmm.
on your roof, have them look at the air conditioner, but have your AC guy there with them.
Right. Of course. Right.
So you, well, you have to, because a lot of times they will come out and say, oh, you can just comb it. The storm 2 years ago in Wiley, we did probably 40 houses.
Wow.
You couldn't comb them. And you just need representation for you to help you with your insurance company.
Right.
So that they do the right thing.
And that's to call out somebody like you guys and just make sure that somebody's watching and actually gets the thing fixed from the get-go.
Yeah, we are pretty good at taking pictures, putting together a letter and sending it through, and they send it to their claims adjuster, and then we work with them from there.
Are there other situations where you can do things like that, or where you help out with that sort of consulting sort of issue?
Our biggest thing is we've helped with lightning and and hail damage.
Right.
We did a few tornado houses when the tornado hit.
Of course, yeah.
Of course, you know, you hate to be involved with it because it's that person's worst day of their life then. But we just want to help them get it back to normal as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. And then, and so you can help out with insurance claim stuff, just taking the pick, and of course knowing what actually is broken on the system from the beginning.
Yeah, it's just like you. We would help you with air conditioner, just like your roofer would help you with a roof.
Mm-hmm. That was actually shocking to me when you were talking about that you can actually put that in along with your insurance. That's something it was entirely separate, I thought, at least I thought. We are talking with Charlie Barnaby of BarnabyHeatingAndAir.com. Again, obviously, AC is a big thing in Texas. Thank you again, Charlie Barnaby, for coming out and talking with us again. Hopefully, we can get you to visit one more time because there's so much to get to as far as AC goes in Texas. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
So, Charlie Barnaby of Barnaby Heating and Air. Again, you can check out their website if you like what's happening here, BarnabyHeatingAndAir.com. And, of course, their phone number is great, too, if you can get to one, 972-412-0150. Again, 972-412-0150. My name is Joe Ellis, and this is Ask the Experts on Talk Radio. Bye-bye.
Barnaby Heating and Air is a licensed and insured heating and air conditioning company with the more than 25 years experience. Charles Barnaby prides himself on providing second to none customer service with his professionally trained, drug tested, background checked, and experienced technicians. They will diagnose your system, give you repair or replacement options, and let you decide what best suits your needs. There are no unnecessary repairs, no high pressure sales, and no gimmicks with Barnaby Heating and Air. Just straightforward service, flat rate pricing, and professional, friendly staff that has your best interest in mind. You'll discover why their customers love them. Call Barnaby Heating and Air today for all your air conditioning and heating needs. 972-412-0150. That's 972-412-0150 or BarnabyHeatingAir.com. They repair and service all brands of HVAC equipment, and if a new unit is what you need, they can show you your options and let you choose what is right for you and your situation. They also offer financing with approved credit. Give Barnaby Heating and Air a call today. 972-412-0150. You'll be glad you did.